In April 2017, there was debate in the country about exiting the NAFTA trade deal with Canada and Mexico that had been adopted in the 1990s. Most in agriculture considered the deal vital for strong ag markets, but preserving the trade pact required sneaking into the Oval Office. The story behind what happened the last week of April is one you won't want to miss, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was the last full week of April 2017, and Ray Starling, Special Assistant to the President for Ag, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance, learned that the President was going to withdraw from NAFTA, a move that could have been very negative for American farmers. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue had just been confirmed the prior day.
I was going to take him to the Oval Office, and we were going to sneak in and talk the President out of withdrawing from NAFTA.
Rents Priebus was the President's Chief of Staff at the time. He stopped the pair and advised they could not just stop by to see the President. However, the doors to the Oval Office soon opened, and Starling and Perdue had their chance. The pair produced a color-coded map of the counties President Trump had carried in 2016, and Perdue shared the potential impact with the President.
And he says, if you terminate NAFTA without something else being in place, these are the people, and he circled the Midwest and the reddest, most central part of the country. He said, these are the people you're going to be hurting.
Meanwhile, Starling stepped outside the Oval Office to make quick calls for others in the West Wing who could come and support their cause.
And by the time this meeting ended, there had to be 15 to 20 people standing inside the Oval Office. The President basically said, I'm really glad you all came in here. We're going to reconsider this decision.
Starling shares the story in his recently released book, Farmers vs. Foodies. He says few people know how close the country was to losing the important trade deal.
We had essentially changed the course of history, at least insofar as it related to terminating that particular trade agreement on that particular week.
You can hear the full story about just stopping by the Oval Office to see the President by going to farmingthecountryside.com and listening to episode 244. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.